Any questions or comments? Laura?
Does this position take effect? When would this take effect?
This would take effect, I believe, the first of the year. No, this would take effect.
Secretary of State.
Yes.
Yeah. We have 10 days to do that.
So right now, we don't have a...
Yes, he's still an assessor's clerk until this resolution. Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Wrong second. How is Mr. Haskell? Was he appointed or was he elected?
He was an elected official.
He was elected? Is there any requirements for training or anything like that for an assessor?
There is, yes.
I mean, but if you appoint somebody, do you have to follow the rules?
We do, yes. Yep.
Guidelines?
They'll have to be qualified, yes. State guidelines. Okay.
Well, then, can you open it up for some board discussion?
Floor is open, yeah.
What necessitates this change?
What necessitates this change? Well, Mr. Haskell unfortunately fell on...
No, I know that, but the changing of the law to go from elected to appointed, because it's always been an elected position.
Correct.
But without term limits.
Correct.
So, yeah, what necessitates, how are we going to be better going to an appointed position?
Well, we can appoint somebody who is qualified to do the position, to do the work.
What's the process of appointing when you say we?
Oh, we don't believe we've talked about this already, but the town board would. The town board would motion to elect, appoint that position, not elect, appoint that person based on, the qualifications that they've met with, what they need to meet to do that job.
Same like we do with the planning board already. We appoint them.
I don't remember any board discussion on the appointment of the tax assessor clerk. I mean, that was done, caught me by surprise a little bit. That didn't go before the board, did it?
That one did not have to go before the board.
It didn't have to?
No.
How was that appointment different than appointing for...
Mr. Schmidt can, when he gets there, he can elaborate on that, but I believe that was, Phil? I believe that appointment is supervisor discretion.
What's that now?
For the appointment of the assessor's clerk.
No, that was a resolution, Mr. Schmidt.
Yeah, we did that.
Appoint Matt Pelusic assessor's clerk, and you voted against the resolution of the board.
Yeah, but I remember, I'm not sure which month it was, but you said you already told me you had the job, you already gave him the keys 2 weeks ago. So how do you back up from that?
No, I don't remember that.
It's on.
Whatever, but he was...
Well, not whatever. So
he was appointed by resolution, you voted against it.
Right.
And Matt is a certified assessor. Mr. Engler's question, Matt has all the qualifications, he's certified. And the benefit of appointing Matt is he doesn't live in town, so there could be no possible collusion like there could be if you were a town person. Almost every town has an appointed assessor today. We're one of the few that has an elected one. And George, believe it or not, from Karen's records, I think George Lynch was here about 40-some-odd years and his health failed. And Matt did a tremendous job because he was way behind on his work.
I'm a firm believer in the democratic process of election. I'm also a firm believer in term limits. Too. So when you this is a big decision because it's going to be long standing.
Well, we can get rid of Mr. Pelusic at any time as an appointed official. So.
Yeah, at the board discretion.
At the board discretion. Yeah. One individual discretion.
We appoint him. We can reverse it. But he's a heck of a did a great job for us. I mean, we were over the barrel of state.
I'm not questioning that.
Oh, I'm just saying.
I'm just wondering about the process. And I always like to include public in the process.
I'm not sure.
the way Matt was brought on, caught me by surprise. I'm not opposed to him. I've heard nothing but really good things. I had a couple conversations with him. I'm very confident in him. That's not mm-hmm. the question. But it's the process and also how many things really it's starting heavy in that economy and going more towards, you know, there's a big push for term limits. And, you know, so to stay consistent with that, it puts more power in the hands of the people to whatever the term is. You know, what is the term for the assessors? Is that a four-year term?
Yeah, it is.
So every 4 years, they get the people to decide. So that's just a question that I haven't heard asked that I'm now asking. You know, it's worth discussion. And with this here, are you planning on voting on this today?
Yes.
This was
We prepared a resolution in the event that this gets adopted.
So I just asked a question, which might have been certainly, as far as I've been involved, the most in-depth conversation that the board has had on this. I haven't heard a lot of in-depth conversation on this, but yet we vote on it today with a couple public comments, a little bit of discussion, and it's on. This becomes Deerfield law. It's here for a long, long time without any really deep discussion from the board.
I think the meeting that we passed that local law, you were absent, so I don't know. When we talked about it.
Oh, I remember that, but this is different. This is a vote today that we're taking. Very little, no workshop, no board discussion. So that concerns me, and I would like to see less of that in our town.
Okay.
I would like to see more, and I've said this how many times, I would like to see more board involvement and board engagement on big decisions. That's pretty simple. Okay.
I'll make a motion to. Yes.
You said that you wanted them appointed instead of elected because then you can choose a person that is qualified. So to me, that says that maybe the people that were elected were not qualified?
No, it's just based on what's happening in the state. We're one of few townships that's left that carries this as an elected position. And by setting this as an appointed position, we can do the best in our abilities to provide a fiduciary duty to the township and make sure that the townspeople are protected by somebody who is qualified for the job.
So an elected person basically couldn't be qualified or could be, doesn't matter?
They could.
Or could not?
They could or could not, sure. I need a motion. We approve the proposed law for the changing the assessor's position from an elected position to an appointed position.
I'll make that motion.
I second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed?
Aye.
Motion carried.
All right. We need a motion. We close the public hearing on proposed town law.
Motion.
I'll second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried.